Hey, real quick, this episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 466. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I have a topic I'm really passionate about, although I suppose I'm passionate about pretty much everything I talk about here. It definitely takes some enthusiasm to do 466 episodes, and it still kind of baffles me that I found 466 things to talk about. But I suppose also that's just a reflection of the variety of flavors that life serves up for us. There's just a lot to examine. And personally, I love that my growth is not limited, that my mindset is not limited, and particularly that my opportunity in life is not limited. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, namely the opportunity we create for ourselves or don't create for ourselves because we're gaslighting ourselves. This is an episode about self-gaslighting, the way we tend to gaslight ourselves and end up on the sidelines of our own life simply because of the way we've conditioned ourselves to think in a very limited way, or how we allow ourselves to see the world in a very limited way. And so I'm excited to talk about this topic practically, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. So I'll get right into it. Real quick before I do, I have a brief favor. I'd love to ask you if you could take 30 seconds to support me and do it. It would mean a lot. And that favor is, if you've bought my book, That's Bold of You, if you can cruise over back over to Amazon and go to the page, scroll down and just click write a customer review, and then just click 5 stars and write a 1 to 2 sentence review. That would mean so much to me. It would be really helpful. It doesn't have to be poetry or particularly well written, just a sentence or two saying you enjoy the book, and that's it. DM me if you've done this so I can thank you personally. But regardless, thank you so much for picking up a copy. Thank you for listening. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you profusely. So thank you. But let's get into this idea here, gaslighting yourself. And, you know, this term gaslight has taken on a real hold in culture and in dating. Like, I'm sure you've heard the term before. Gaslighting is when your partner or prospective partner treats you in a really manipulative way to the point where you end up questioning yourself and your reality. You blame yourself. You minimize yourself. It's when someone, perhaps they're a narcissist, perhaps they're not. People love that word, but it's when someone uses subtle or not so subtle psychological manipulation to make you think that you're always wrong, that you're not enough, that you're overreacting, that you're always at fault, and so on and so on. You know, maybe unfortunately you have experienced this in a relationship. You know, it's the unfortunate reality of life in that some people realize that when it comes to emotional matters, relationships of any kind, that there is an opportunity there to gaslight people, to make them passive to what they want in their agenda. But this episode is not about relationships. It's not. This episode is about the even more unfortunate reality of life. And that's one where we gaslight ourselves. No one else required. Party of one. Table for one. We do this without having someone else in our life kind of causing us to do it. Gaslighting yourself. We gaslight ourselves, and the result is massive self-doubt, a state of mind where we discredit ourselves constantly, where we cast doubt on our own ability to do or act or, you know, be a certain way, where we make ourselves passive to our own true desires, where we make ourselves think we're crazy or we're irrational when we're really just being honest. And it's a weird thing, right? Because usually the dynamic I observe where gaslighting is very real in a relationship, it's where one person does it in order to exert control over the other person. But when we self-gaslight, that isn't the case, of course. It's just us looking in the mirror and making us question our own self-worth. So why would we do this? Why would we allow ourselves to talk ourselves out of what we really want or how we really want to feel? Well, a couple of thoughts on this, and just more context here, I suppose. This is for you if you find yourself doubting yourself lately, maybe more than you normally do. Because I don't know what it is or if there's something in the water lately, but I've been talking to a lot of people, and it seems like self-doubt is rampant. Self-blame is rampant. Discrediting ourselves is rampant. It could be any number of things, I suppose, but I want to help us break free from this and realize that perhaps when it comes to these increased negative limiting beliefs that I've observed, perhaps they are the result of self-gaslighting. Sometimes it's helpful to put a word or a phrase on something, on what we're going through, so we could identify it, look it in the eye, and stop doing it, right? And I've found lately, myself included, that we're gaslighting ourselves. So let's start here. Why in the world would we do this? Well, for one, it's very easy to do. That's a good enough reason, unfortunately, of why we do things. We do things because it's easy. We're wired to do it. We've been conditioned to do it, right? It's easy to gaslight yourself, to minimize yourself, to discredit yourself. Particularly so, though, if you've been the victim of this before in the traditional definition sense. Again, not an episode on dating, but if you've ever been in a relationship before where someone truly gaslit you, well, it's easy to carry that thinking into your own life, even if you're no longer with that person any longer. Add to that maybe your upbringing, your attachment style, the way that you react to drama in life. I did an episode recently on the role you take when it comes to drama. Perhaps you gravitate more towards being the persecutor. That's someone who tends to blame others, but maybe now you blame yourself. Or maybe you gravitate toward being the victim and you feel passive, right? So our past is important to evaluate here. And I'll start there and say that, unfortunately, to break free of a self-gaslighting mentality, we need to look back. We need to look at that conditioning, that pain, that discomfort. Where did it start? Maybe, in most cases, as I've found it, it didn't start with you. It started with someone else. And even if you've moved on, grown apart, grown older, that gaslighting mentality is still alive in your own head. But now you're the one perpetuating it. So consider that for a moment. But then consider this.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I have found that the majority of the times where we place limiting beliefs on ourselves, I'm not good enough, I don't have what it takes, my feelings aren't real, I'm overreacting. When we do that, and we actually allow those thoughts to dictate our actions or lack thereof, it's because of a simple realization I've had that I highlighted in my book, That's Bold of You. And that's the very human fact that in life, it's easier, way easier, to identify our not enoughness than it is to identify our enoughness. I know those aren't words, but I like to look at it this way. It's way easier to sit down and make a list of the things we don't have, the person we're not, the things we haven't accomplished, the feelings we haven't felt, than it is to sit down and make a list of the glowing accomplishments we have, the feelings we have felt, the things that should fill us with pride. It's way easier to highlight the ways in which we're not enough than it is to celebrate the ways in which we're more than enough. And that's a very simple observation, of course, but it's a very simple observation about the way that we're all wired as humans. And that realization has been really helpful for me, because when I think about self-gaslighting, and when I think about the negative limiting beliefs that come from it, I come back to this realization. The reason we spiral into discrediting ourselves, no one else required, the reason we do that, the reason we reframe our accomplishments to be, oh, that's just a momentary blip of luck, the reason we dismiss our thoughts and so on and so on, the reason we do those things is because we allow our ability to highlight our not enoughness. We allow that to dictate the conclusions we make about ourselves. And once we open that door to spotting those things and highlighting those things, we just let them pour in. And if we leave that door open for long enough, our human robot mode will go to not enoughness as a default instead of enoughness. And voila, we self-gaslight ourselves. No one else required. We do it ourselves. And I suppose if you talk to any therapist, there are going to be dozens of ways to kind of slice and dice low self-esteem, and those are all great. There are many, many ways to work through your insecurities and in your past and self-doubt, but I was thinking about how I respond best to this realization. Of course, there is an element required of softness, of being kind to yourself, accepting your feelings, and finding a course of healing and empowerment through them. We need that. We need that soft touch, but at a certain point, I have found that a sense of active, lean forward, urgent, in-your-face mindfulness helps give you a push in the right direction that you really, really need. That says, okay, I recognize why I do this, and I'm not going to do it anymore. I know that sounds overly simple, but that's often what it takes to break free. I now know why I do this, and so I'm not going to do it anymore. And the other day, I was on Twitter, and I saw this tweet that I think speaks to this idea very practically. The idea that at a certain point, to combat our natural inclination to gaslight ourselves, we have to simply rise above it. And it was a tweet from a guy named Jack Appleby. He's a marketer that I follow on Twitter, but he also tweets some good takes on life and mental health. And he simply said the following. He said, "Wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was a lack of confidence, that you have everything you need except self-esteem?" That really struck me. Wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was a lack of confidence, that you have everything you need except self-esteem? Yeah, it would be tragic. It would be so tragic if you had so much to offer, so much enoughness to offer, so much talent, skill, curiosity, enthusiasm, kindness, empathy, uniqueness to offer the world or a business or a career or a partner, but you honed in on that all too human sense of identifying your enoughness instead, and you let that talk you out of trying. And, you know, topics like confidence and self-esteem, like I can't think of a more human thing than those types of topics, right? We're all going to go through times where we don't feel confident, where our self-esteem ebbs and flows. And if we allow those moments, those very frequent, very human moments, to become the rationale for why we don't deserve something or why we shouldn't try something, well, then yeah, we're going to end up in a perpetual state of gaslighting ourselves. That's where we highlight little bits and pieces of our humanness, and we use those to justify negative conclusions about ourselves. If we only look to the moments where we're nervous or scared or tired or not feeling like our best selves, if we only look to those times as proof for what we deserve or what we don't deserve, and we use them to describe our entire existence, well then yeah, that is why we gaslight ourselves. And we're going to be really convincing to ourselves. We don't need anyone else to convince us. We do it ourselves. We're going to feel crazy when we want to go for something. We're going to convince ourselves that we're not good enough, that our thoughts are irrational. Isn't that the definition of gaslighting, right? To question your reality as a result of subtle manipulation. So I just want to do this episode to help you and I realize that Perhaps the key to breaking free from doing this thing is to realize why we do it. We do it because it's easy. We do it because we're human. Again, the soundbite is, it's easier to identify our not enoughness than it is to celebrate our enoughness. If we can realize that fact, can't we do something about it? Can't we realize that it's normal to do that, but it doesn't define us? We're not the only one doing it. We're not on the outside doing it. We're not falling behind when we're doing it. It's normal to have those thoughts and feelings. Can't we realize in the moment when we're doing this that we're doing it because we're human and we're wired to do it instead of seeing it as a truth about who we are? We're doing it because someone maybe in our past led us down this path because of a previous chapter. That's the truth instead of seeing it as truth. And I don't know about you, but I've found that when it comes to breaking free of limiting mindsets, the key to doing just that is to give yourself a contrast. That's a contrast from how you've been conditioned, what you've always done, your natural resting state. Contrast from those sustained habits to one that is the opposite, one that is defined by urgency and doing the opposite, one that is defined by a phrase like, wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was a lack of confidence? Well, wouldn't it? Doesn't that fire you up? Wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was a lack of confidence? Wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was because of something someone said to you in the past when they tried to control you, but you let it follow you? Wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was because you allowed your humanness to only focus on your not enoughness? Wouldn't it be tragic if the only reason you failed was because you allow those normal thoughts, those normal emotions, override the reality of who you are and what you offer and what you're capable of? Yeah, it would be. It would be. And I don't ever want to look back and say that. So I get fired up by that fact. And even though this is easier said than done, of course, when I'm at a crossroads and I'm considering doing something or not doing it, being honest or passive, being courageous or passive, I think about this. Wouldn't it be tragic if I let something hold me back that was normal, but I allowed myself to think it defined my limitations? Wouldn't it be tragic if I allowed my humanness to hold me back instead of letting my reality see the light of day? So that's it. Just something to think about there. I hope this was helpful. I hope it gave you a little bit of contrast, a catalyst for new thinking. If it was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. It might be just what someone needs to hear right now, but that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, real quick, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And, you know, having moved to Miami about a year ago, I've become very aware that I have a social battery. Miami makes you realize this. There's always something to do, potential friends to make, and it's easy to spread yourself thin. So for me, I've been really striving for balance, a balance of socializing and then recharging and finding the right mix. And not just that, but figuring out how to recharge. For me, it changes. Sometimes I feel recharged around friends. Sometimes I definitely need to be alone. And thinking about this subject, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newmindset today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/newmindset.